AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hundreds of family and survivors are at today's ceremonies marking the 20th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. Former President Bill Clinton says the people of the town have endured and even thrived since the day 168 people were killed in that bombing.
For 20 years, you have honored the memories of your loved ones. You have inspired us with the power of your renewal. You have reminded us that we should all live by the Oklahoma standard. Service, honor, kindness.
Timothy McVeigh was tried and executed for setting off the bomb, and his accomplice, Terry Nichols, has been sent to federal prison for the rest of his life. Tens of thousands of people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area lost power last night to severe thunderstorms. Encore Electric spokesman Chris Spears.
The outages are down nearly two-thirds of what they were at the height. The highest recorded outage that I'm aware of is about 90,000 customers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and right now at this hour we're sitting at about 33,000.
Forecasters say more severe weather is expected this afternoon and evening from northeast Texas to Ohio as well as the southeast. Italy's Coast Guard searching for survivors after a boat believed to be crowded with 700 migrants capsized in the waters north of Libya. At least 24 people are confirmed dead, but there are fears that death toll could rise dramatically. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports that the smugglers are known to use unsafe vessels.
These smugglers are using any kind of boat they can get their hands on. They use rubber dinghies, they use fishing boats, so they've used cargo, container ships. Whatever they can get their hands on, they shove them, they overload them with as many refugees as they can.
At least 900 people thought to have died so far this year trying to make that passage from Libya to Italy. This is AP Radio News. The Islamic State group releases a video showing the mass killing of two groups of Ethiopian Christians held captive by Muslim extremists in Libya. Jackie Quinn with more.
There's been a 29-minute video released which shows two groups of dark-skinned captives. It said on the video that one group is held by an Islamic State group affiliate in eastern Libya and the other by an affiliate in the south. A fighter who's wearing a mask delivers a long statement before the carnage is shown. The video switches between images of the captives in the south being shot to death, while those in the east are beheaded on a beach. The video does resemble previous recordings posted by the extremist group. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Iraq, some 90,000 people are on the road seeking safety as fighters from the radical group continue their attempt to capture Ramadi, which is the capital of Anbar province in western Iraq. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.